Not really. You know, I mean, it's, you know, I know people get sick of hearing me say it, but it is next man up, literally. And, you know, that Nate Irvin stepped in, did a very good job. You know, our team's been that way for the whole season. It doesn't matter what phase of the game it is. So even me taking a leave of absence for 4 weeks. You know, these things are, you know, they're all hard. You know, sometimes maybe when you look at the final score, the end of the season record or whatever, but each one of these is a new test, very difficult. You're always playing against good players, guys that are good coaches. You know, I thought the turning point was the Mike Adams interception. You know, it was a tremendous play, you know, over there on their bench. You know, it was a three-point game. And you got those plays in games. I mean, I can go through just about every game this season and pick out that play. And so the good news is it happened in our favor.
Back to the point you were making earlier about Peyton. 37, he's come off the surgeries and all the things that could have sidetracked him at this point in his career to accomplish what he's accomplished now after all of that. Can you just comment a little bit deeper into that?
You know, he won Sports Illustrated, you know, Sportsman or Man of the Year. And, you know, when you look at the company he's in, when you look on that trophy and, you know, talking with the Sports Illustrated people, you know, just what a remarkable accomplishment it's been just, you know, the 2 years he's been here. You know, I thought he was very worthy of all those super awards a year ago, and then, you know, followed up with a season like he has this season. It's, you know, pretty remarkable, and he deserves everything he gets.
Going back to Mike Adams, you're down three, so mm-hmm.
I think we were up three, but it was still close. Yeah. But, you know, I mean, again, it's a momentum play. I mean, it happened in every game, you know, growing up in this thing for some time now, you know, it's two or three plays in a game that, you know, often determine the outcome, so to speak. So, you know, that was a huge play in the game for sure.
You scored very quickly after that interception. Did you feel or notice anything with them that maybe that demoralized them a little bit?
Not really. You know, it's just, you know, you got your own set of problems worrying about your team. And so you're just trying to, you know, control the emotion and, you know, the adjustments of your team. So, you know, I can't speak to that. I thought it was uplifting for our team, obviously.
No matter what happens later this afternoon, you're still going to have to play your final game. Mm-hmm. It is, as you would say, it is what it is. Mm-hmm.
No, you know, Woody, I always prefer winning. You know, I mean, it's this game's only fun when you win. And too many people, players, coaches, staff, I mean, there's a lot of people that put a lot of work into each one of these. You know, it's a pretty big sacrifice each week. So it's always better to win. You know, I'm going to enjoy this one first before I start thinking about next week. And, you know, we'll figure that out as we move forward.
Do you ever realistically think you'd coach a guy with 51 touchdown passes?
Well, you know, my dad taught me a long time ago it's always important to dream dreams and pay the price to make them come true. But that was the dream edge of that saying, to get a guy like him.
Okay, thank you, Coach.
All right, gang. Appreciate it.